So we saw at the end of Tosfos the inyan called Ribay B'Shiurim. How did we get to Ribay B'Shiurim? We had the sugya and Ervin that Tosfos highlights in understanding the case of Ahu Yinuka Dishtapa Chamime, the water spilled, and the psak was, if the mother needs water, we can have the water warm for the mother and add for the baby. Tosfos does not have the girsa in the Gemara that we warm it Aide Nachri, so it could have been Aide Yisrael. Tosfos is here to prove that it had to be Aide Nachri. Tosfos also proves that the day was the day of the Mila before the Mila. So you have here a situation of needing water in order to enable the mitzvah bris Mila. And the way that you'll have the water to enable the bris Mila is Amira Lenachri and Ariba B'Shiurim, because you have to have the water made for the mother, and then we can have the added water for the baby. So what Tosfos wanted to do with this Gemara is prove that although our Gemara allows Amira Lenachri, which is itself a Shavus, and we waive the Shavus to Malkam Yishev Eretz Yisrael for the sake of writing the Shtar to purchase real estate in Eretz Yisrael or even in Syria, but it's not something we can expand to apply to other situations, other mitzvahs, how great they might be, even Bris Mila. Because you see from this Gemara, since we see that it was Al Yidei Nachri, and you still needed it to be Agav Ime, with the Ribay B'Shiurim type of formula, you see that you can't just allow a Shavus for itself, the Malkam Mitzvah, only specific situations like our Gemara Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The Bahag would seem to say that you can allow a Shavus for the sake of Mitzvah Smila. Unclear if that would extend to other mitzvahs. From Tosfos here, you don't know for sure. Tosfos in Bava Kama will be mashma specific in mitzvah smila. There are, however, other shittas in Mishonah, the Bala Itra, that the Ran quotes in Shabbos, we'll talk more tomorrow, that would even allow, and the Ramah quotes this perhaps, that we might be able to use this as a sniff lahalacha, that you can even allow a shvus b'makom mitzvah of any kind. But either way, for makom mila, the Bahag would allow you to have a Amira la'akum for the sake of Mila, and that's why he would learn that you can have the guy carry something, even through a Rishus HaRabim, if it was needed, like the knife for the mail, for the sake of Mitzvah Mila as well. How does the Bahag deal with the Gemara that we just quoted? Then why do you need to have the guy do it al yidei agav ime? So the answer is one of two possibilities. Either Tosfos in Bava Kama says, we're not talking about the Yom HaMila, we're talking about after they're ready, the child was healed, and therefore it's something that a child could use, but Mela, it's not going to be a mitzvah Mila involved at stake, therefore you need to go Agav Ime Aydei Nachri. What Tosfos here suggests, and Tosfos there also mentions, is that in Chanami, it's not the Nachri, it's Yisrael doing it. How can Yisrael do it for the mother? The answer is, the mother is considered to be within the window of Zion. How could that be? It's already the eighth day. The answer is, you need Zion Me'ez Le'ez, and the case was that it's still Me'ez Le'ez of Zion, and therefore you have it Ayyidei Yisrael, and then Ribay B'Shiurim Ayyidei Yisrael would be the way to get the water for the baby. In a Chanami, if you had a guy, you want to use a guy, you could use it straight for the baby. That's the Bahag. That's part one of Tosfos. This that Tosfos holds, that you can't just allow Amira Lenachri for a mitzvah other than what we have here, Yishev Eretz Yisrael, that's if the Isser is an Isser Doraisa. If the Isser would be an Isser Derabanan, so we would call that a Shvus de Shvus, then we could allow Ayde Nachri b'makom any mitzvah, seemingly, but no, not any mitzvah. The Tosfos pushes back v'shema, that even when we say Shvus de Shvus is allowed Ayde Nachri, it's only been perhaps makom mitzvah smila. Why mitzvah smila specifically? Because mila already has in it midaraisa the potential being nidche on Shabbos, yom hashmini even b'Shabbos. So maybe shvus to shvus here too. We'll see other shitas in Shulchan Aruch that you only allow shvus to shvus mokum mitzvah smila. Okay, so these are the two points that shitas of Tosfos that emerge. Now, how does this get us to the end of the Tosfos with Ribay B'Shiurim? The Tosfos says at the end, the Nira, the lo yitachin lomar. By the way, just to maybe before we get to Ribay B'Shiurim, just to say one thing that's negeya this machlokes. L'chaira, it has a little bit to do with how to read a Gemara there in Shabbos. Because you saw the Tosfos read on the side. So what do you see in Tosfos? But how does he hold on this question that we've been discussing right now? What does he hold? Tosfos versus a Bahag. So what does the Tosfos Rid hold? Let's see what emerges in Tosfos Rid. Take a look. What's the case he's referring to from Pesachim? Erev Pesach Shechol B'Shabbos. If you let the person get the Hazar of day 7 from Tumas Neis, he'll be able to have the Karban Pesach brought for him and eat Karban Pesach. But if you do that, you violate a shvus drabanan, that you're attacking the person. Hazar is a shvus. Chum said nothing doing. We're not going to waive our iser shvus, and the person won't have Karban Pesach, who'll do Pesach Sheni. So you see that sometimes they won't bend their rules drabanan for the sake of something even an assay of karis. So he says, but where will they bend it? In other words, if Yisrael wants to bring the knife or the mayil through a traveling that would only be a drabanan traveling, it's deraisa, it's called rishis hayachid, mid drabanan, you need an Arab, it's a kamelis, whatever. So again, it's an issa drabanan. So maybe we should allow the Chum should bend the Issa Drabanan for the sake of Mitzvah Snila, for Yisrael to bring the knife. No, it's just like Hazar on their Pesach Tov B'Shabbos. They're not bending it for Yisrael to carry through Shus Drabanan. However, what does he say? Amiru L'Nachri Shvus She'en Yisrael Osa Shumaisa. Amiru L'Nachri is a different kind of Shvus than the Shvus like Hazar or Shvus of carrying through a Karmelis. How is it different? Because it's not a mice, it's only a dibur. Dibur is not as chamor as a mice. So the chacham will wave an issa shvus that's not aidei mice. Dochin shvus zeh itzel mitzvah, kedemin gabi mila, and it brings the case where he understands that what they would allow there in the other case of the Gemara, when they were carrying, when the psak was to carry, allow the water to be brought for the baby through an area that you can't carry, midrabanan. So he says, even if it would be, right, even if it would be a Yisrael. But it goes like this. He says, he assumes it's even though it's Issa Deraisa, that's how it works. Even if it's Issa Deraisa de Nachri, but it's only Amira. It's only Amira. So you can allow Shavuos, even for Nisa Deraisa, because it's a lower level Shavuos. It's a Shavuos of a mira, and not a shvus of a maisa. And you see what he does is he's learning pshat in the Gemara that way. So this is a big inyan. The Rif has a comment on this. The Rif disagrees vehemently with how he reads the Gemara. What you have here is a machlokes had a pshat in that Gemara in Shabbos. You look at that Gemara that he's quoting, right? That's a Gemara in Ervin. I said Shabbos. It's a Gemara in Ervin on the top of Samach Hesamid Aleph. So that's where the question was posed. Hazar is a shvus enadoch a Shabbos. Afamir l'nachri shvus enadoch a Shabbos. Amalei v'loshani lach, third line, ben shvus de ispa maisa, shvus de lespa maisa. So what does that mean? So according to the Tosfos Rid, what does it mean? Like the words are saying. Dibur is not a maisa, that's why it's allowed. You can have a nachri do a melacha d'oraisa for the sake of a mitzvah, because it's a lower level shvus. Shvus de lespa maisa, only dibur. How would Tosfos learn the Gemara? Ispa maisa, lespa maisa means something different. What does it mean? A shvus which is a d'oraisa versus a shvus which is a drabba, which is where Tosfos' distinction comes out. Shvus de rabbanan, shvus on a melacha de rabbanan is a shvus de shvus b'malka mitzvahs mila. That's lespa maisa. Because it's the Rabbanan. That's what it means. Shvus. Yes, but Maisa means Doraisa. So it comes at this machlokes, and we'll discuss more detail tomorrow in the Shulchan Aruch. This really is anchored in how to read Pshat in the Gemara. What the Tosfos Rid is learning is al derech, those who say, like the Bahag, that you could be matir amir l'nachi for a shvus. Less by Maisa, that's the point, because that's how we read the Gemara. Okay, with that, let's go to the end of the Tosfos with Reba Bishirin. The Nira, the last couple lines, just to see it again, the lo yitachin lomer de nechen le'ayda Yisrael. So there's a problem he has on the Bahag. The Bahag's solution for the Gemara in the case of nechen le'agavime is to learn that the mother was still toch zayin, and therefore it's permitted ayda Yisrael to cook water for her, and mele yamar b'bishurin to add for the baby. Therefore, ayda nachri, you could have even done not agavime. That's the Bahag. So it says, but no, you can't tell me that it's Nechama de Yisrael, because what did Yisrael do in effect? He did something called Riva Bishir, which is a no-no. How do you know it's a problem? So Tosfos brings Maran Chulin. Maran Chulin says, if you cook for a Chol B'Shabbos, so you were permitted to have the food cooked, now the Chol doesn't eat it. You can't have a non-Chol Abari eat it, because Gzeira, if you do that, then it might come that you're Barba Bishvilo, you'll be Marba, and that's an Yisr Yab Bishirin. Tosfos has a Gemara that shows you there's an issur called Rabbi Bishir. How did Tosfos interpret this issur? The Raisa Drabana. One thought could be, if we hold this frame right now and don't go into the end of the Tosfos, Tosfos means it's an issur Doraisa. How do I know it's an issur Doraisa from here, in this Gemara? Just says, you're not going to do it. How do you know it's an issur Doraisa? Who can tell me a Svara? How could Tosfos have saw in this scene in this Gemara that's a Doraisa? Like the Ran is going to hold. Go ahead. What?
Because of the Gzeira.
Because of Gzeira. In other words, we're talking about why a Bari can't eat of the food that was cooked for a Chola. Because if you let a Bari eat from the food cooked for a Chola, then you might have another situation that you're going to cook a Chet, you're going to be Marbe for the Bari. Just like, see, last time the Chol didn't eat it and the Bari ate it, so now next time we have a Chola, we'll add more food and then the Bari will have at the same time. So if we were to assume that being Marbe Bishvil was only the Rabbanan, then wouldn't this be considered a what? So that's a very fine point. Is it impossible to get around it? I don't know. It could be. Some Xeris Guzeris are considered so closely linked that we would make such a gzeira. But you could have read Tosfos. Tosfos saw in his Gemara that it's an issur d'oraisa. And that's why he points his finger at the Bahag and says, you're telling me Ayde Yisrael, he's marbe for the baby, l'chaira, you have a problem about Bishurim, it's an issur d'oraisa. Tosfos continues. Let's see where this takes us. And we'll see in the Ran in a minute that the Ran holds, in fact, that it's d'oraisa, at least by Shabbos. So what is this kashin the Bahag? That the Bahag would learn it's Ayday Yisrael. No, it's Marb Bishurim. It's Ayday of the Chavim, that's good. The Sharla Harbos. You can know it's the guy from Marb Bishurim. Why? Why is it better? Here already you have to figure out. Why is it better? Hold this frame, hold this thought right now. What? This is what Kibegra's kashin. If you're telling me Tosfos holds with Doraisa, and the Ran holds that way, Tosfos may hold that way. So why did Tosfos feel it's any better for him to say Ayde Avikachad? This is a question we have to address. Ayde Avikacham Sher Laharbos. Tosfos limits it. B'shem Adafko, Tzarachamilu Deshari. Maybe even that which Ayde Avikachad Mitzmutter Laharbos is only for Mila, but Tzach Tabaracha for Ayde Avikachad Ma'asu Laharbos. Okay, so we have to figure out, why is it better than Nachman? Now, if we were to say that Marbe Bishurim for Tosfos is Drabbanan, now we have an easier time, right? Because then it comes out that it's a Shvus, the Shvus. right? And that's what we said before. And the only thing is, before Tosis said, by shvus de shvus, it's only mutar tzarach mila. Here he says, a shvus de shvus, in the case of merbe shurim, is shem. So the only thing you have to think about is, why did Tosis before make it more like a definitive? When Tosis originally says, if it were isid rabbanan, what did Tosis say? It's isid rabbanan. Right, where was it? He says, "In gomud mikan heter gomud kacham havi sefer b'shabbes derech kamelis." In other words, stamed rabbanan, not for mila, but for kriyas Torah or something like that. The lo dami the dafka mishum mila the gufa dachi shabbes itir. Tosfos says, "Hashem, a shvus to shvus b'malka mitzvah other than mila is not mutar lefi Tosfos. When it comes to ribi b'shiurim ayde nachri." Which, if we're going to assume now, is only the Rabbanan, Tosis says Vishem. So you see already, even in Tosis, that Ribi Shurim might be Usher, but you see it's not quite the same as a Staman Malacha Rabbanan. If the Malacha itself that he's doing for the mother is justified, the only thing is Yisra Ribi Shurim that's involved, you want to do that Ayde Nachri, so Tosis says, maybe even other mitzvahs, or maybe only mila. If the guy was doing a malacha per se, a ma'isa malacha, for what he's doing, the amira was an amira on a malacha, and it's just a malacha, not a ribishurim aspect of malacha, the Tosis is sure it's only. There's something to notice. And once again, moving it up to a doraisa, then we still have to wonder, so why is b'chal mutar de nachri, even on sarach mila? So he said, tunakuda. So you see, either way, you see something interesting. That although Tosis holds that Mibishum is a problem, but you see that by Yanachri it's less of a problem. That's what we have to try to figure out. By Amira Yanachri, with the Ribishurim, what he's doing, you see it's less of an issue. So try to figure that out a little bit. Before that, we'll just see a bit more about Ribishurim in the Ran and the Rajba, but that's the Chor we have to figure out. One more hurdle is what Tosis at the end. You have to know how this connects to the point between the Bahag and Tosis. The Mashah is a little bit sensitive to this. This could have been stamakasha between the Gemara and Chu and the Gemara and Beitza. Tosis brings in the following problem. It says in Beitza, a couple of indications that you can marry Bashirim, right? Because you have, number one, Beis Shammai, who limits Ochel Nefesh to what? To mamish what is going to be eaten. So therefore, if you want to have water for Rechitza, which for Beis Shammai Shita doesn't qualify as Ochel Nefesh, but how can you end up through the back door having water for washing? By adding water that could potentially be you could drink, and therefore it's marbe b'shurim on the mayim of shtia, and the mela, you're allowed to have extra water for shtia, and mela, you have it for achiz. Because you could be mevashu only specifically for what? For achila. So if it's roilish, or achila shtia. So if it's roilish shtia, then you can eat marbe. Meanwhile, you'd be marbe b'shurim. One kasha. Second kasha, that a woman can add meat to the pot, more than she needs. She only needs one piece. A nachtam can add more to his water while he's baking, even though he needs a smaller amount for his cooking. So what is that about? So what's this? Is the kasha connecting to the Bahag and Tosis, or it's Damakasha? Tosis brought a Gemara Chulin. That's not Tosis' invention, that's the Gemara. So now figure out. The Gemara Chulin says one thing, the Gemara invades is something else. What is Tosis interested right now in trying to reconcile two Gemaras in the middle of his discussion with the Bahag? Something to, a pshat question. Tosis gives a teretz. In other words, that's yantiv. Tosis doesn't say yantiv and Shabbos are different worlds. Marav Yishuv doesn't go like that. It just says simchas yantiv is a matir. It's a matir on the iser of marav b'shiurim. How's it go? How's it work? So Bishlama, if we hold Mar Bishurim, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Yantiv is an Isser Wat, Drabbanan, okay. So you could say the Chacham in Simchas Yantiv is a big deal. The Chacham can decide Simchas Yantiv outweighs our Isser Drabbanan Mar Bishurim. Okay. If we to learn that Tosis had in mind an Isser Doraisa, so we have to deal with, number one, what Tosis meant by Ayidei Akum. We have to know what he means, Simchas Yantiv Itiru. What's Itiru? But there's an Isser Doraisa. These are the loose ends, the difficulties in Tosis, right? So maybe let's get a little acquainted with Meir Bishim a little bit. They'll come back and see what to be miyashiv these the yukim and tosis. Yeah.
I meant to ask this show yesterday, but why does Tosos say? Is there anything to make of Tosos saying that it's usher for a katan? Meaning, why is it to add in for? It's
really ketone, a, ketone
no,
echad.
No, earlier I'm saying
what
he says. Says I do. Where is it? Yeah, the harvest for shul katan. Yeah.
Ah.
About.
Yeah. Right.
No, right. Why are you talking about him? He means the baby, the baby.
Yeah, I'm saying, but why? Why is it Bishwil Kat? Like, I know he's talking about the kid, but why would he?
Because he's talking about the case in Erevin. Yeah.
Bishwil Kat.
Yeah. Okay, the famous Ran in Beis, right? Brings the Shita to Rashba, and then he argues on the Rashba. Now, let's be Magdim, the Sugya in Menachis that the Ran is going to highlight. The Gemara has a suffix. As follows, in Samach Dalem Med Aleph, as you can see it, by Rava, a chole shamdua l'shtei grovos. The chole, in order to survive, it's a pikuach nefesh situation. He needs two figs. They're growing right now. You're going to be doing melechus kotzer to get those figs for the chole. Now v'yeshtei grovos b'shtei uksin. So that would mean that you have one grogeres which is attached independently, and the other one independently. So to get the two figs that are needed, you'd have to do two acts of melach, l'tzorech pikuch nefesh. But you also have shalosh b'ukitz achas. You have three growing as one, not as one. So it's one act of king kotzer to get three. So hey minay maisinan. What's the shaila? Shtayim maisinan da chazileh, because all you have, all you have a right to get for this chole is two grogros, so you should go and take one and one, and you have two. You can't take the three at once, even though it's one act of kotzer versus two act of kotzers. But meanwhile, you only have a right to have two. Therefore, you have to do one and one, and that's what you do. Odimashosh may sinan to come in my b'kasira. So if you look at the bottom one is how much. How many grogros are you justified in bringing for the chole, or how many acts do you want to minimize, if you could, to do one act, because even though you're going to end up getting a third, you're going to be doing a clucking of a third grogros at the same time, which is not really necessary. So the Gemara responds by saying, Pshita, Sholosh Maisina. The Atkan will come, Rav Shmuel Hassan, the Gemara brings it connected to the Inyan by the Omer. So in terms of the shaila asked by the Gemara, it would be obvious that you would take three. But what's the implication of the Gemara? That if, let's say, you have not a situation of one and one, you have two growing together, you have three growing together. So now, in the act of ksira, regardless, is one act of ksira, one malacha. It's clear from the Gemara that there's always going to be an advantage in not taking the three, even though chayra, it's the same ma'isa malacha. So why should I give preference to do two over three? Ma'isa, it's only what you see, that you see there is a consideration that you should go with. You should go with two. So this is again an example of Mabed B'Shiurim. So there's really actually a tosis over here also. Look at Tosis maybe on this Gemara once we're here before the Ran. You look at the Gemara, look at the Tosis on the bottom of Samach Dalet and Aleph. Let's be poshe this from the Gemara and Beitza of the Mali Isha Keder Basar Abish Enet Svich El Chaticha Achas. Mali Nachtam Chavis Shomayim Abish Enet Sarach El Kitanechad. So Tosis is wondering about that Gemara and Beitza that you see you can stand be Mabba Bishurim. So now what's the whole problem here? What's the Shail over here? Separate from the fact that it's one act of katsira, it should be no problem b'chal to take three because it's one maisa. Just like there, it's a tosis, a whole issue. It's a non-issue of Mabed Shiurim. And what's even the shaila? Tosis raises a question. So what does Tosis in Menachos say? He says, ah, that's different. That's yontif. Is this what Tosis Bayas is saying? Simchas yontif itiru, it's a different word. So it says fundamentally, Bayantif is a different word. Yomtiv the kiloch hashina, v'lodami l'shabbos the unitam l'dachos. In other words, Yomtov has more leniencies built into it. We know ochel nefesh is mutter. Therefore, Marbe Shurim is not really on the radar screen, so to speak. Tos doesn't say Simchas Yantif Yitiru. Tos and are not going together. It says Yantif is different. Bahanami de Sharina and Gabi Yanuka de Bechamime Lachim Agavimi Be'erbin Hanoi de Vikachav and Kipisha Bekuntris, Chempish Rach. Bafu Maria de Yisrael Nicha. The Hakaleka Elisurd Rabbanan. Of Makam Mila di Gufa Dachya Shabbos Lo Gazer. What does Tosfos say at the end? That maybe Idei Yisrael would also be okay, Laharbos. Why? Because only Yisrael Rabbana. So what does Tosfos seem to say about this? Why is Yisrael Rabbana? So what does Tosfos in Nachas on the record is saying? What does Tosfos mean? Yisrael Rabbana. What's Yisrael Rabbana?
Mabishu.
So Tosfos, we have a suffix how to learn Tosfos in Nachas, in Gizan, right? Tos Nachas is not the same Balotosis anyway, obviously. And anyway, he's saying different things. Tos says by Yantif, it's because Yantif Ikilu. But Lamaisa, Tosis and Menachas, Lechera holds it's Nisa Drabban. So that would be, that's why he at the end even allows it, are they Israel too possible? What does Iran do with this Gemara? Take a look. Iran. On that Gemara in Beitza, the Emes Amru Isha Memala Kedera Basa. It's one tircha, so she could put in more pieces of meat. Lechem Benachtom Gabi Miloi Mia Mashma. It seems from here that the Rabos Bishura Biyom Tov Mutter. You can be Mabe Bishura. I we find that you're not allowed to invite a non-Jew, this negir very often for people by the Seder. Sometimes you have situations, you hear situations that they want a non-Jew to be there, they have a connection, they want to see what the Jews do at the Seder. It's a big shayla. You're not allowed to cook for, you have no ochel nefesh to cook for non-Jews. So he says, Im I riba b'shiurim in the same pot on Yantiv is not a problem. You're doing the same ma'aseh bishul, so you have more food in the pot. What's the problem? They said, it means over there, the isser is, you can't invite a non-Jew because you might end up cooking a whole new pot on the stove for the non-Jew. You have no heta ochel nefesh for a nachri. Okay. So Mela is assuming, therefore, that there's no isser ma'abishul man yachri. From the shayla of the Gemara, it's chol sham duish tei grogas, v'ikash tei grogas b'shtei uksin. So you have two figs on two different stems, the Sholosh Bukas Echad, and three on one stem. Hey, Masin on Shtayim, Masin the Chazin Lei, that's what's fit for him. Odim, Sholosh Masinan, to come Ma'id B'Psira, you're doing less Psira. Vasikna, we conclude the Sholosh Masinan, we take three, Shtayim Lo Masinan, Mishum Dim Mutu B'Psira Adif, because it's better to have less Ma'isa Melacha. Va'ad, Kan Loi Ba'ilan Hasam, and the whole Shaila that we had was, Ki Hai Gavna, in the case like we gave, the Shtayim, the Shnei Uksin. If you go with the two, you're doing a separate ma'aseh malacha, two acts. Avo mashma, but what will be implied from the Gemara? The pshita lan, the shnayim be'uketz echad, u'shlosha be'uketz echad, should be, if the two are one stem and three are one stem, then what do? You go with the two, the shnayim ma'asinan, shlosh ma'asinan, the lubrish yir aser. So that's the kasha of the Ran. L'chara, the Gemara in Beitza says, ma'abishurim, there's no problem. And here it says, there is a problem, ma'abishurim, if it would be two on one stem and three on one stem, you don't go with the three. Says the Rashba, or it starts off, yeah, you can say the Rashba says, Tiritri, the Hasan b'Shabbos Dafka, the Iker is a Skila. Ava b'yomtav the Iser, Lav hikilu. In other words, what's the consequence of doing Melacha on Shabbos? We know, right? The Mezid Skila, Kareis, the Shogi Khatas. What's the consequence of doing Melacha on Yantif? That's not Mutav Ocha Nefesh. What's the consequence? What's the Onesh? Malkus, it's a lav, right? There's no onish misa, so it's only it's a lav. So you see that yantiv is more kill. The low tikshilach, well tikshilach hayda kisim the erven perak adar. We look at this tavan chamim me yasa kamid the rav amoyd nishal leimei tzvicha unechem yagavim me. But he ma'isa b'shabbes hadik. Now you tell me Shabbos is there some av vishuim, right? Yantiv, there is no issa. Because it's kill, it's only Yisrael Rav. that Gemara is mashma that even on Shabbos you could be marbishimai deinach, you marbishirin. Da'am afi b'shav shorir bui b'shirin, d'lo kasha. Because what's the nechem way of that Gemara? Who's warming it? Oh, he says, d'kvar pirish rashi z'avachem betosus, the nechem le'ay de'akum kama. Okay, so that means, by the Akum, we could be matir, marbishirin. It's and now, straightforward, it's in shvus to shvus, the malka mitzvah smila. Slam dunk, perfect, right? Mitzvah smila, assuming it's just Rabbanan, Chayre, assuming it's Rabbanan now, so it's shvus to shvus, the malka mitzvah smila, good. That's if it's Ayyid Akum. However, Harash Bazal Moshef Od Omer. The few mandim of Farish Hasim, and this is the Bahag, but Tosis says the Bahag runs away. The Ayida Yisrael Kamar, because he holds that Ayida Nachru would even be mutter, straightforward for the baby, right? So it's Ayida Akum, or Asad Yisrael, Lokash, says the Rash, but I'll tell you why. The Kevah de la Mitzvah Elmed Rabbanan, again, the assumption is going throughout is Isad Rabbanan. Kevah de Beyantiv Shari, right? The fact that Beyantiv Shari is the biggest giveaway that the Isser is. Only Drabana. Because beyond Tavshari. So therefore, Hashem Gabi Mila, Misham Mitzvah, he Tiru Gabi, Yathil de Yisrael. In other words, says the Rashba, straightforward. Amiral and Anachri for an Issa Drabana of Marbe Bishurin is Mutter, because Acham waived it for the sake of Mitzvah Mila. Misham Mitzvah, he Tiru Gabi, Yathil de Yisrael. Because it's an Issa of Mir Bishur, which is only Drabana. So Yisrael can do it as well. Nechlau the Svir Olei, says the Ran, I see that the Rashba assumed the Rib B'Shiri B'Shabbos Lo Mitzah El Midrabana. Says the Ran, I don't get it. Utmiyani Aleim, the Im Kain, Maikam Ibaile, Hasan the Menachas. The Gemara has a suffix. What do you do? Do you take one and one? Or do you take three? And the Gemara says, you take the three because it's only one Maisa B'Tzira. But L'Charis push it that you're going to take the three. Why? Because take the three is only Sidra Bana. So like, you have to know Pshat in the Gemara, according to the Rashi, what's even the Shaila? If it's the Raisa, I have what to think about, because either way, there's a more next to Malacha, or there's an Issa Mitzad to be B'Shirin, Midoraisa. The Gemara still is Machriya, what is more important is less Malacha. But if it's a whole Sidra Bana, then what's the shayla to begin with? It's mitzvah liyashi for the Rashba. How do you learn the Gemara? Pshitra, the shalosh meisina mid the ribui b'shira lo mitzvah midraban ribui b'tzir mitzvah midraisa daha ilu golem duel grogas echad meisi shalosh book it's echad. Let's say he's only allowed to have one grogas and they took three on the same stem. Lo avar deraisa klal viu heviu shnai b'shnei uksin loke v'chayv chatas. Now let's say person needed one grogas and you took three. Off of one stem, so there's no punishment. And if you take two different stems, then you chayev chatas b'shogeg. So, like, obviously, you're talking about a nisr d'oraisa of chayev chatas. So, of course, that takes precedence. Therefore, says right, because of this kasha, the Ran says the tikach nirali barur. The Vadai Riboy Shiuri B'Shabbos Midaraisa Mitzvah. So the Ran understands the Issa B'Shem to be Midaraisa. The Malacha is Mutter, but whatever is not needed for that justification is us Midaraisa. So if you be Marbi, you're doing Malacha. To the extent that that part is not covered, there's an Issa Daraisa. But, and yet, what do we do with the Sugyas that we started with the cases in Lo Dami. Rebbe Bishur Biyantav Rebbe Bishur B'Shabbos. Why? So Ran gives now a very important yisof. Shabbos, dechuya hi etzocholah v'lo hutra. Bikuach nefesh b'Shabbos is dechuya according to the Ran, not hutra. Lefikach. That's why you have the basis called Rebbe Bishurim as an Issa D'Oraisa. Because the heter to begin with was only on the level of dechuya. So anything beyond what is dechuya is considered, acknowledged as a malacha d'oraisa. So within this act, there's an element of malacha d'oraisa. Whatever is not mamish clean, justified, is a d'oraisa. So Rebbe Shem is d'oraisa by Shabbos. L'fikach koshay ikar malacha aser, after svas so kamo. So whatever is added that's not needed is like it mitzvah midaraisa, remains on the same level. However, ayantif is different. Ayantif, she'ochel nefesh u'tabas. So the one piece in the pot is mutter. On what level? To cook. The one piece of meat in the pot is hutra. Hutra means with a lot of latitude. It's not dechuya. It's not just because it's hutra. Even if you couldn't cook the Erev Yontif shari, that's an example of hutra is a dechuya. If you could have done it before, should you preferably do that? Hutra, you don't have to wait. You can do it. You don't have to do it before. You do it on Yontif. Kosu marbala igre uvache hei betorach echad, as long as it's not extra effort, tosfaso kamot. Then he goes on with another story. He says, "Nir chachamim shikim shem b'tarach yochol nefesh." So hurt for chalishka v'ledak tikshuli v'ashel ella hametzderach ella b'uvad. That's also why, because you don't have to be so precise. And shochi b'shur kleicha lo mafish b'tircha shari. Al b'shabbes, here comes back to the so they start saying, "Iker aser after tzvaso kamal midaraisav v'nitu midachol seitzachole." And therefore, you have to learn the sugya in Erevin, not like the Rashba, not like the Bahag. It's not like the Yisrael, it's Aydi Nachri Dafka. The Yisrael, there's no heter because it's Shabbos, and Shabbos, Rebbe Shemes, and Issa Dereis, not like the Rashba. So here we have Mamish, this Machokis set out, the Ran and the Rashba. Machokis Rishonim, it's Rebbe Shemes, Issa Dereis, Issa Drabanan, the Ran's Raya, clear, and the Sugya Menachis. Nachzor to Artosis. We didn't know we were at Potosis and all of this, but we had a major problem. The Kivegus Kasha. Do we have an Eitza? I think we do. Kiveger asked his kasha in Erevin, and we do the Lashon of Kiveger. Nechem le'agav ime. This on the Gemara Samaches Aleph and Drush v'chidush of Kiveger on that Gemara. Ayin b'ran perik beis de beitza. Quoting our Ran. Be'ahi de'mala isha chavis mayim de'riboy havibishu gamen b'dor raisa. V'ahi de'hacha de'nechem agav ime aide nachri. In other words, that's what the Ran says. You have no choice. You can't say what the Rashba says there. It's mutter ayidei Yisrael because they waived the shvus, the iser of Yibashirim. No, because it's asa derais. Damir lenachri mutter utzarechol evitamori. Dimken lamori loma agavime nati lechatchila lachem ayidei nachri. Uma hefesh bein zeh lezeh. Kiven deriboy havigamkin lachad derais evitzarechiyun. What's the difference? You want to be matir aydei nachri, so the chama waving the isra mir lenachri. So who needs agavime? The answer is he's doing a malacha d'oraisa to cook for the baby directly. The chama not necessarily going to wave an isra, a shvus, which is just one isra. The malka mitzvahs mila, like Tosis holds. So what do you do? Agavime. What did you add? He's still doing it. What did you gain? He's still doing the rest. Elamai, I'm one away from you and Nachri, just because it's a big deal, Mila, just like Yishev Eretz Yisrael, said, who needs Agavime? What is Agavime going to do for you? That's what triggers kasha. What is it going to do for you? Ma hefesh, ben zelazet. He says, ula yeshloma, the Agde Nachri means lomo adenechem maim le'ime. You won't have to tell him to do for the baby. You just tell him, wake from mother and then the mela. What? So there's no amir l'nachri on the ribi b'shiurim. That's a dochik, obviously. Right? Ulai. Pashtus, what you're doing is you're telling him, add water. No? So you have your amir l'nachri. You're telling him to do what? To fill up the pot with water. And it's including water for the baby. No, so you have Riba Bishurim, Doraisa. Nachem want to wave Isamu and Achvi, do it direct. If you're not waving it, so what is Agavime going to help you? Yeah? You're the Kasha. Okay. So let me first share, Rabbi Chanan Kovish Shurim has an answer to this Kasha. Can we speak out what he says? This is in Beitza, Kovish Shurim in Beitza, in Osap Memtes. You can take a look at Yemes Memches also, but Memtes, he quotes the Kivegas Kasha. He answers like this. He says, Amir Lenachri, there's two Isurim involved. We spoke at the beginning. What is Amir Lenachri? What's the problem with Lenachri? Number one, it's the idea of Yesh Shvichas Lenachri L'chora. one of the svaras is given that l'chumra we say yesh lichus genachri, and therefore the malacha that the guy does is ki'ilu as Yisrael did it, because he told his mitzvah the guy to do it, so it's considered l'chumra as if the Yisrael did it. Mitam shlichus. For example, if that would be the case, if you would say to the Nachri on Friday to do Malach on Shabbos, it would also be a Mirwa Nachri, because a problem, because when the Nachri does the Malacha tomorrow on Shabbos, it's like Yisrael is doing the Malacha. So that's not it. Not only when you say the words on Shabbos, you say the words mitzvah him on Friday. What's the other aspect of Mirwa Nachri? That the Amira is us. So for example here, if you would say on Shabbos, tell the Nachri to do Malacha on Sunday, also be a Nisa. Whatever it is, the Amira itself. If you tell him on Shabbos, do Malacha on Shabbos, then you have really two problems in Amira Lenachri. Because now you have the Amira itself on Shabbos, and you have the act that he does for you to act as your Shliach. Two Yisurim. Now, when you have Riba Bishurim, where do you have the problem? Where does the problem lie? In the Amira or in the Shlichus that he's acting? Yeah, the Shlichus. The Amira is one Amira. The Amira was Mutter. Tell him to do, to cook. You don't see the fact that he says an ad for the pot. That's like a new Amira. It's the same Amira. Fill it. Cook the pot. Cook. It's one act. It's tell him to do, to cook water. So the Asim Shemiru Amalachas Nispashu Mayim Yosef Mitzorach Hayoledes. There was more water that was cooked, but the Amira, there's no Riba B'Shiura. When you tell him put the pot on the fire, he's allowed to put the pot on the fire. The Amira is Mutter. The mother needs water, and that's the Chilk of Agav Imei or Lo. The Lo Agav Imei, there's two Isurim. There's the Isur Amira as well as the Isur Malachas. Two aspects of the Isra of Mirwa Lenachri, because then you're telling him to do the malacha of cooking for the baby, which again, which is its own Isra of Amira. But Agav Imei, Ein Ba'el Isra Malacha Vu Isra Amira. And therefore you try to lessen the Isurim and do one less and do a different that. That's why he wants to answer B'Kibbeg's Kasha, why it's only Agav Imei. I think a Chur is a more Pashto way to answer B'Kibbeg's Kasha. And that's in light of the Ran himself. The Ran gave us the Pesach to answer the Kasha. And when you hear this mehalach, this mehalach is that Agav Imei makes it less of an Amira Nachri problem than otherwise. Because the Amira itself, with Agav Imei, is not an Amira itself that's usher, because you're telling him, put the pot up. Cook water. So the Riba Shirim is only happening on the level of what he's doing, the Shlichas Shebo. Whereas if you would have him go ahead directly and say, cook for the baby, then you have two problems. You have a problem in the Amira itself. Maybe you could dingzach, maybe you could say by telling him add water, maybe that's a separate Amira, I don't know. Not sure. Yeah?
But even the fact that you have only one of those two, wouldn't the fact that it's a malacha still become.
But we want it, right, but that's the Chama waving it, but they want to wave it in a way that is hakala kautchila, and I was wave it in such a way that there's less being done on the level of Ishvus. So if the Amira Lenachri is a lower, is not as bad of an Amira, the Chum would be more comfortable with that. So therefore, do it Agav Imei, so then the problem of the Amira Lenachri that we're waving, the Amira Lenachri is only the problem in terms of the Totsah of the Malacha, not in terms of the Amira itself. Okay. I think there's a better answer for the Kibbeg's Kasha, and that is Mitzad Devan himself. Devan gave an answer to distinguish between Shabbos and Yontif. What did Devan say? In a chinami, it's an Isser del Raisa Tamar Bishurim, but only on Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos, says the Ran, Pikuach Nefesh is only the Chuya, not Hutra. And therefore, when you're Mar Bishurim, so that's considered a Malacha, insofar as whatever wasn't necessary for the Dechiyah becomes a Malacha del Raisa. Whatever within this act was not permitted with based on the Dechiyah concept would be now the Raisa. Whereas on Yantif, where it's not that way, Ochel Nefesh is Hutra. So therefore, Yamar B'Bishurim, to put in the pot something more than what you need for the Ochel Nefesh, it can't be Asa D'Oraisa, because Be'etzem Ochel Nefesh is Hutra. So therefore, the Mais is Mutter, and therefore whatever is added can't be D'Oraisa, because it's Hutra. Hutra means it's wide open. Nu Rabosai, what do we have over here? Over here, we have the case of Mila. What are we asking? Marbe b'shiurim is a doraisa according to the Ran. But here we have the Nachri doing what? He's marbe b'shiurim on top of the mother. Over here, we're matir shvus for the Nachri, right? For the sake of the mother, for a choler. What's the halacha? We'll see tomorrow the specifics in all cases in Shulchan Aruch. But for a chole, you can have a mirula nachri. Right? What is that? The chuyo chutzre. A nachri can do. A mirula nachri is mutter with sarah chole. So that's chutzre. No? Therefore, it's mamish lagyantif in this regard. That which you have the mirula nachri is mutter with sarah chole is chutzre. Mimela, you can add on for the baby. It's not a problem. Here, it'd be the same thing as Duran by Yantif. The Ran only says it's the Raisa when it's the Chuyah. Pikuch Nefesh is the Chuyah. But here, the Heter Lechola of Amir Lenachri is Hutra. The Chachamim waived the Isser Amir Lenachri with Sarachola. There's no Isser. They ask the Goy Du Mulacha, the Raisa, for a Chola. Therefore, when you're Mar Bishurim, you're not doing anything of a Raisa at all. Therefore, Kivegas Kasha falls away. Kivegas Kasha, why do you need Agav Ime? No. You can't go directly to do for the baby. Would be a violation of Amir Lenachri. We don't waive that for the mitzvah. But Tzorach Chole is mutter. Hutra. When you have Hutra, you can have your Bishurim. Chara. If I'm not mistaken, the Rashash is says this B'toch HaDvarim. I want to look at the Rashash with you right now, because the Rashash is the one who wants to learn Pshat and Tosis here. That Tosis holds the Bishurim is a Doraisa. And his Raya, Tosis right from Chulin, is to prove that it's Doraisa. Let's take a look at the Rashash here. He quotes the Ran. If I'm not mistaken, what I just said is Mamish in the Rashash. Tosa says the Aydein Yisrael Hayasu Laharbos, right? That was the Hasaga of Tosa's on the Bahag. Aydein Yisrael Hayasu Laharbos. What kind of Issa? Does Tosa mean the Rabbanan? We don't want to waive it, or does it mean the Raisa? So the Rashash learns Perush Mishum Sheyesh Bo Issa Do Raisa Shemashikasav Haran Perik Beis Bedebetsa. Mamish the Ran we just learned. What Tosis says, it doesn't spell it out, but Tosis means you can't learn pshat in the Gemara that it's the Yisrael doing it agav ime, because ideas are also harbos, meaning it's a doraisa. The rayasam nechona, Tosis has a perfect raya that is a doraisa. Why? Mihad the chulin. What was the Gemara in chulin? If you cook for a chole, a bari can't eat it. Why? Gzeira shemayar b'shvilo. The im isa de ribayena asel drabanan. Then lahavi gazri shemayarbe. Why to have the leg zera? So Tosis went to prove from chulin like the Ran that the isa rabbi shem is a doraisa, because otherwise it's zera legzera. So what do you do with the fact that there's kocham matulah harbos? This is such a kibegas kash. What is that? What's the difference? Doraisa umashe kasvu. Why even tzarach v'shus? Kevan the heter gomor l'tzarach chole adirik chavim, because l'tzarach chole the guy is heter gomor. The bechole lo gasru by chole there was no gzeira of mir l'nachri, so it's heter gomor. Ukemoshe kasav aran shah b'taima the beyantev mutar laharbos hole v'tzarach chochenef is heter gomor. So right now, Tosa's assuming it's mamish even for a shus. What did Tosa's push back on? The shuv kasvu. Now, what does Tosa's mean in pushing back? Shuv kasvu, no. Shema dafker tzorach milo. So what did Tosa's have in mind? If you go mamish like the Ran and it's heter gamur, then it should be mutter even not with tzorach milo. Why does Tosa think only tzorach milo? What did Tosa have in mind with that line? So the Rashash wants to say this. But salomar, the locus for a saran. The beheter gamur shari laharbos. Maybe not. The Ran makes this point that heter gamur shari laharbos. Maybe even by hutra, there's still a problem. Either Ran got this from the fact that it's mutter biyantif. So Duran gave the answer, the yantif is hutra. Tosis didn't want to say that. Even hutra, but still it should be yasa. Tosis says, yantif. No, so what is what? So here I'm not sure if this is pshat, or correct pshat in the Rosh Hashanah or not, but here's what I think he means. That by heter gomer, Tosis would be saying that it would still be usher, but not deraisa. Because what was our problem? If it's a deraisa, then how could Simchas Yantif be waving a deraisa? And Tosis was saying before that it's a deraisa, otherwise it's a gzera or gzera. So does Tosis end by saying that litzarech, that Simchas Yantif is mutter? I think what the Rosh Hashanah probably must mean is like this. Tosis initially says it's a deraisa, and says it's mutter anyway, ayideyakum. And Tosis right now is thinking it's mutter even for any tzorach, even tzorach rishus. Why? Because of the ran. Heter gomer. It's when there's no extra maisa malacha, no extra tircha. Then Tosis pushes back. Shema, only b'makam mila hitiru. What does Tosis mean now? Tosis meant that. What is heter gomer? Like yantif, then it will still be usser, but only drabana. And that's why only by mila hitiru. Because now we're talking about, Tosis would agree, there's two tiers in Mar Bishurim. By Shabbos, it would be Doraisa. By Yontif, where it's Heter Gomer, like the Ran says, the Ran would say it's Mutter, even with Tzorech Rishus. Tosis would say, no, it would be, perhaps Shema, it would be Aser Midrabanan, even by Heter Gomer, Atu, like we find by Shabbos maybe, but Tzorech Mila, they waived it, but other things, it's still Aser Drabanan. I, the Malisha Kedera, beautiful shot. Tosis can say it. That, because that Tosis holds the etzem, it's asad rabbanan. Tosis acknowledges by Shabbos is deraisa. And yantif, the Ran would say, no, it's a period. Tosis would say, that would be asad rabbanan. Because of the svaras of Ran, it's not deraisa, but it's still drabbanan. That's why it's okay by yantif. And over here by Shabbos, it would be, when you say the svara of the Ran is a good svara, so it would apply by Shabbos too, with Tzorech Choleh. With Tzorech Choleh, it's mutter, like we said. But why only Mishum Mila? Because it's Drabbanan still us, even though it's Heter Gomer. That's how I, between the lines of the Rosh Hashanah, that's how I would take it. And then Akashas Amiyushim, or Akashas Amiyushim. Does Tosas Doraisa Drabbanan? Tosas, how goofy Tosas is playing with the possibilities. He starts by assuming it's Doraisa based on the Gemara Chulin. Then he has a problem on the Bahag. Then you can't have Ayidei Yisrael. So he says, it must be Ayidei Akum. Now, the Mekibegis Kasha is answered, because since it's Lutzorah Chola for the mother, so now the Svara of a Doraisa no longer applies. So now you can have Ayidei Akum, maybe even for Tzorach anything, like the Ran, or maybe only Tzorach Mila, because it's a Drabanan when it's Hutra. And if that's true, now I have a new problem. Well, about Simchas Yantif? According to the Ran, you don't have to ask that question, because according to the Ran, by Yantif, Hutra, period. Everything is good. But Tosis, now that you're telling me it's only Tzorach Mila, because it's still an Issa Drabanan, even when it's Hutra, Tosis has to now ask the Kasha. Comes that Tosis Kasha is very connected to what he just said. It's not Stam Kasha between the Gemara in Chulin and the Gemara in Beitza. The Masha struggled with this. He says at the end, I don't like what the Masha says. Masha is a whole different board. The Masha asked the Kasha, why is this Kasha from Beitza coming up now? You want to ask a Kasha from Beitza to Chulin, ask a Kasha Stamazai. Says the Rashash, no, I'm learning it voluntarily, because it's now that I told you that maybe with Tzorach Mila Dafka Hitiru, because it's still an Isser, even when it's Hutra, and that's why it wouldn't be Mutar Yidei Nachri by Shabbos with Tzorach Chola to be Mar Bishurim, except for Mitzvah Mila. So Tosis now had to deal with the issue of Yantar, so it is Hutra, so what? It's still Shasid Rabbanim. It's Yantar Hitiru. So now Mamish, the pieces come together beautifully. This is what the Rashash wants to say to Tosis. Natan. Kedima, because yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, you've heard that. I'm gonna give. Yeah.
Can you explain why by chola would be a different problem?
Because no. So the Ran says yontif is hutra, therefore there's no is a period of Mar Bishurim by yontif. That's the Ran. The answer to Gerei's kasha, why the Nachri, you're gaining anything, Agavime, it's still Deraisa, the answer is for the Ran, it's beautiful, because the Ran gave a reason why Yontif doesn't have Erev Bishurim, the same reason that Yontif doesn't have Erev Bishurim according to the Ran. So a case of Shabbos, where Yomarba Bishurim for a Chole, Yomarba, so then it would be the same Svara as Yontif. So then Aide Nachri, you've gained everything, because there's no problem in Chanami. Yomarba Bishurim is not a problem when you're being mar bishurim ayidei nachri for a chola, because it's hutra for a chola to do amira lenachri. Amira lenachri is mutter letzara chola. Hutra. So once you have a hutra, you can tag on the mar bishurim. The same way a Yisrael can be marba on yontif, the Isha can add to the pot on yontif. So if the nachri is already cooking for a chola, which is hutra, the Chacham waved Amira Lenachri Litzorah Chole. So if that's Hutra, then what can you Mela do without a problem? Marbe Bishurim. Because whenever you have Hutra, then there's no Marbe Bishurim problem, because it's Hutra. That is the Ran. That's the Mekvegas Kasha. Comes the Rashash and says, what did Tosis hold on this issue? So he says, Tosis holds that it's Doraisa, because otherwise there'd be no Gzeira. So it had to be Doraisa. So then what about Adi Nachri being better? The answer is what we just said. Because when it comes to chola, it's hutra, so then there's no iser, and then it'll be mutter for everything. Ah, no, v'shema, and Tosis, the end of Tosis is working off of the v'shema, dafka. V'shema only tzorach mila yitiru. What does Tosis mean? That even though it's hutra, there still could be an iser drabon on the v'shem. Okay, he doesn't say those words. I think this is what the Rashash must mean. So then, if it's an Issa Drabanan, then it's not going to be waved just like that for anything. Only Tzorach Mila. But then what do I do with Gemara and Beitza? The Ran would say, there's no Issa B'chal B'yantif. Tosis says, there's still an Issa on a lower tier, Issa Drabanan. Ah, Simchas Yantif. So it comes out, well, we were asking Manavshach, what does Tosis hold? But the Rashash, that's Gufa hinging on the balance of the Shem of Tosis. And the Shem of Tosis is actually bringing up the possibility that there could be a lower tier, even when you have a Hutra, On the Iker Malacha, you could still have Nisad Rabbanim, but that you can go with Simchas Yantif. Clear?
So for the Gemara Chulin, when we're mashing that the rice because there the Tzira, is that still?
That's still a good riot, because if there would be, that means that in a normal case of Pikuach Nefesh, when you're cooking for Chol Ashish B'Sakana, that's not a Nachri, that's Pikuach Nefesh, that would be the Chuyah. And then it would be an Issa Doraisa Mabishum, but the Yisrael can't eat it because it's a Gzeira, Yimai Marba. If you're Marba by Bikuch Nefesh, by Yisrael doing it, it's in Chanami, it's going to be Issa Doraisa.
Why is it Hutra when it's Amira Lenachri?
Because Amira Lenachri Shavus, the Chazal said you can do Amira Lenachri straightforward Hetra for a case of a Chola. So the Issa Amira Lenachri was completely waived as if it never existed with Sarah Chola. That which you can have a nachri do malacha, any malacha, the raisa for a chola, straightforward halacha is a hutra idea. So if you have a hutra, then any riba b'shurim cannot be usher on any level, because it's hutra. If it's working off of a hutra, then the tosefes malacha is not a problem, because the maisa completely mutter. If it's duchuya, then whatever is not part of what is duchuya remains within the category of a malacha. So that's the mahalach of how they learn pshat and tos. At the end of the day, he's a big inyan in bishurim. But for us, the kishmak is to learn the tosis, and no, we came away with at least a havan and tosis. That's very, you know, the mashah is a different mahalach at the end of the tosis. But Rashash is very glad in terms of how he wants to work out how the tosis is bringing in all those various points at the end, how it comes together with the ran that we said before. And again, the answer of the kibbutz kash is also very good based on this. Because we're talking about two different things. The Isser, the Inya Pikuach Nefesh, that's Hutra, the Chuya from Lacha Doraisa, that's the Ran holds is the Chuya, not Hutra. The Isser Mila Nachri, the Chazal said that you can't have a Nachri do Malacha for a Jew, for Tzorah Chola, that Isser is not an Isser, it's Kiwa disappears. It's two different planes. It's an Isser, a Mila Nachri. So there's no shlichus, no anything. It's not like he's yishlucho. That whole binyan of mila nachri, however you explain it, shlucho, it's if it doesn't exist. With tzorach chola, the paradigm doesn't exist. There's no shlichus kachumra. So nothing happened here. It's totally hutra. Okay. Chevra, just if you want.